You and the Avodah Zarah both owned this wall. It was like a thick wall. Trashi shoyachatzi mokim hakoyso shel Avodah Zarah. Half of the place belonged to the Avodah Zarah, and half of it belonged to you. In other words, the wall itself was, let's say, 2 feet thick, the wall itself. Now the whole wall fell down. And the mokum of these 2 feet, you owned the Meshutvis. Half of it belonged to you, and half of it belonged to the Avodah Zarah. Because the size, 1 foot here is your property, and the other foot is the Avodah Zarah. So now when this wall falls down, you want to build up the wall again. We said before, you have to move in Dal Damas. Now where do you have to move down that Amos from? From where the wall ended? Or no, this first foot, since this first foot belonged to you, was in your property, all you have to move in now is another 3 Amos from it. Hey, this first Amos, hey, the wall itself was 2 Amos thick. So the first Amos belonged to Avodah Zarah, but the second Amos belonged to you, so when you move in now, all you have to move just another 3 Amos inside. Hey, so you shalai v'shal Avodah Zarah, the mokum belonged to you and Avodah Zarah, need the machza machza. It's half and half. So Drashi, need the machza machza. Hamachza shaloi, the half that belongs to you, nechsheves b'yab amas, shokiniso. It's included in the dalal amas that you have to move in. Lefi shechayvu chachom l'achikoi mishaloi abu amas. The rabbona will mach you go away 4 amas. Likones kulu b'tech shaloi. So 4 amas should be in your property. So here that this first ama belongs to you, that's included in the 4 amas you walk in, you're coming in. Now, avonov, the eitzah v'yaforov, the wall that was belonged to, half belonged to Avodah Zarah, since avonim, the stones there, and the wood of it, and the afar of the cement of it, yishna metam kisheres. The Brisa says, from the size this wall had a din Avodah Zarah on it, and now that it was knocked down, it had a tumas sheretz on it. So who this nakasha, I was supposed to, did not have a kivashita. This is a tanakama. That all the Avodah Zarah only has a tumas sheretz. Yeah, you're right. It'll be the same thing when standing, right? Just saying, even though it falls down, now it still has a tumor on it. Shenema, the person says, shakas teshakzenu. It says, by Avodah Zarah, shakas teshakzenu. Like, knock it down, chop it down, the Avodah Zarah. So even after you chop it down, still it has a din like a sheretz, that if you touch it, it's the time you use tumas erev. So drashi, shakas teshakzenu, loshen shakas kesheretz. Shein the matama b'masa. The nafkamina is, it has no tumas masa. A sheretz, if you touch the sheretz, it's matama you. Let's say you don't touch the sheretz directly. The sheretz is in a plate. And you pick up the plate, it's not matama you. There's no tumas masa by sheretz. So Tanakama learns Avodah Zarah is the same thing. Avodah Zarah only has a tum if you touch the Avodah Zarah. If you don't touch it directly, no, you're picking it up with a mechitz in between, you have no tumah. Rabbi Kiva Weimer, Kiva says no, Kenida. Avodah Zarah has the same type of a tum like a nida has. Shenema, like the Mishnah says, Tizram kumaydovam. A pasuk says in Shayo that you should destroy the Avodah Zarah kumaydovam like a nida. Ma nida, just like nida. Mitama b'masam, if you pick up a nida, even though you're not touching her, there's a mechitza between you and her. But she's up because of you, it's mitama you, af Avodah Zarah mitama b'masam. That's what the kivashita. Trashi nida mitama b'masam. Odom ha-noise, somebody that carries her. The ishkish lezav, that nida is doimah to a zav. It says Hilchos Tumas Nida next to Tumas Zav. The Zav, now Zav, that's a man that has a Zav coming out of him, is Matama B'masa. If you touch anything that was underneath the Zav, Yitma Derev. We Hanoisoisom, if you pick them up, Af Hazab Mashmoisom. Even if you pick up the Zav himself, you also have a Tumas Masri. So by Zav it says cloth, you pick up the Zav, your tummy, and the Pasuk says Nida next to Zav, so Nida also has a Tumas Masri. And Rabbi Kiva says, who are the Avodah Zarah, Akoponim Midirabonim, has a Tumas Masri. You pick up the Avodah Zarah, even though you're not touching it directly, still it's tummy. So it's a Machlokes Tanakam and Rabbi Kiva, what Tumas does Avodah Zarah have? Only a Tumas like a Sheretz, only if you touch it? Or else, no, it's like a nida, even though you don't touch it, Abi, it's up because of you, you're holding it up, it's metamiyu. Omar Rabbah, so Rabbah, Tizram de Yom HaKroh, when the Pasuk says that the Avodah Zarah should be Tizram, means, Nachrinim inof Kizar, means make it strange to you like a stranger. Say Taimeloi, like tell it go away. Hikone sal Taimeloi, but don't tell it to come into you. But that's the way Dashim the Pasuk. Tizram means Loshim, get rid of Avodah Zarah, don't go near it. The Yom HaRabbah, the Master Rabbah learns like this, the Machloek, Sunatana Kam and Rabbi Kiva. The Master, the Kuliyamole, Pliga, the Metama. His rabbi learns, no, even the Rabbanan, the Tanakama, also are Moedah, that Avodah Zorah has a Tumas Masai. If the Avodah Zorah is up because of you, even though there are a few sheets between you and the Avodah Zorah, you're not touching it directly, but you're holding it up, it's also Matama you. Why? To is Kishla Nida. But that's the Pasuk in the Shayo, Tizram Kumaydavam, that Avodah Zorah is like a Nida. What's the Machlokes Tanakama that they say only Lashon Shekets, like Sheretz? And the Rekiva says Lashon Nidah. What's the Machlokes? And if the most murdered has a Tumas Masoi, so what's the Machlokes? So the Gemara, Ki Pligi B'Yevin Masama. The Machlokes says, how chomer is this Tumas Masoi? Nidah has a Luchon of a Tumas called Evan Masama. Even though it's a very heavy Evan, a very heavy stone. Halach is like this. Let's say you have a stone, Mamish, hold up by pegs. It's on top of you, say this. So the stone is picked up, a heavy stone, by pegs are holding it up. Now underneath the stone you put a kli. Now the stone itself is not touching the kli. There's like ava, the stone is hanging in the air, and you're putting kli underneath it. Now the zav, or the nida, sits on top of the stone. So the zav and nida sits on top of the stone itself is tamei pshita, because the stone is like picking up the nida. What about the kelim underneath? Really, the kelim underneath are not picking up the nida, because there's even air, there's avar in between. There's a chiddush ever metama by nida's tummy. Anything that's underneath the nida, even though the kelim are not holding up the nida, it's also tummy. This is the chumrah by nida. So the Tanakama holds Avodah Zorah doesn't have this chumrah. Avodah Zorah, this punct of ever metama, strong stone, is doimah to a sheretz. And you have a kiva sava no kenida. Ma nida matama b'yevim mesama. Nida has this chiddush. It has this tumah, even though it's never mesama. It's not mamish holding up the nida. The kelim are underneath the stone. Still, the kelim are also tumah. Izaf avodah zarah matama b'yevim mesama. That's the way Rabbi learns the machlokes. It's only a machlokes if it has a tumah evim mesama by avodah zarah. Let's see Rashi. B'yevim mesama. Evin a stone sheshemu agabi yisaidis. You put the stone on top of pegs. Kelim tachter, and now you have kelim dishes underneath this heavy stone. Could it say v'hoisa evin choda v'samto alfum gubam? Yeah. V'nido oizav yoshim aler, and you have now a nido oizav sitting on top of the stone. Izav al pish lehech bidu ala kelim, even though the nido, her weight, does not go on top of the kelim, because the stone is stopping it from going down. Like there are pegs holding, or you say this, holding up the stone. So the stone is never machmir, doesn't have its weight resting on the kelim. Still, metamim hakelim. Still, the kelim here are tamim. That's the chiddush. It says the chiddush by nida, kol asheir tachtav. Anything that's underneath them. Mashmir, not that the pshat underneath, the kelim has to be holding up the nida. The weight of the nida is on the kelim, even though the weight of the nida is not on the kelim. The weight of the nida is only on top of the stone. And the pegs are holding up the stone. But without these kelim are called yeh tachtum, are underneath the nida, this kelim are makabel tumah. That's a new chiddush by nida. So the kibbu learns that avodah zarah has this chiddush also. That's pshat the pasuk in the shayo. Tizrim kumaydova that avodah zarah even has a tumah is ever mesamim. If you have avodah zarah on top of the stone, and the stone is held up by pegs, and underneath the stone you have kelim, you have kibbos, those kelim are also tummy. Or if rabbon and savri and kisheretz, that's pshat the pasuk says in Devarim, shaket keshak senu. That the pasuk says, "Avodah Zorah is like sheretz." That what ma sheretz loy metama b'yevim esamom, just like a regular sheretz has no tumas mas altogether. A sheretz is only tummy if you touch the sheretz. You have to touch the dead sheretz. If you don't touch it, stam you're holding it up with a mechitza, it's not metama you at all. Is a b'zoy af avodah zorah loy metama b'yevim esamom. Who adin avodah zorah does not have the tumas as evim esamom. As even though according to Rabbah, the Rabbonin Amoida, that Avodah Zorah has a Tumas Masui, but it's only Masui where Mamash, the weight is held up because of you. The weight is leaning on you. That's a Tumas Masui. But here by Yevim Mesama, the weight of the Nidu, or the weight of the Avodah Zorah, is not upon the Kalim. The weight is only upon the stone. And the Kalim are underneath the stone. It has no Tumas Masui. That's the Rabbonin Shita. As we are born Mamoda to both Joshua's like, Avodah Zorah in one put is Daimah Tanida that has a Tumas Masui, but only a real Masui if the weight is Mamash on top of the Kalim. Mashenkein, the Pasuk says Avodah Zorah Daimah Tesheretz means it doesn't have Tumas Ever Mesama. Well, the Rabbi Kiva's Mamash Avodah Zorah is Kamat Legamri like a Nida, it even has a Tumas Ever Mesama. How come the Pasuk says Shakitz Tishakzenu? His why does the Pasuk call and avoid the Zorah like Sheretz? It has nothing to do with Sheretz at all. According to Rabbi Kiva, it's like 100% like an Ida. And the Gemara Limisham Sheho. It means the Mishamoshim of the avoid the Zorah. Hey, the true, the avoid the Zorah itself to get to something you are never you worship. That has tumma like an Ida. What about the Shamoshim, the spoons you use, or the shovels you use, or all the kelim you use for the avoid the Zorah, even though it's also wasa banob, but it doesn't have a tumma? That's the mi'at. That Shamoshim only have tumma like a Sheretz. Only if you touch the Shamoshim. What has tumma smasi? Only the avoid the Zorah itself. So drashli Shamoshim, she'en ha'kelim, ha'mishamshim mitamin, loy b'masa loy b'yeb mitamah. It's the Shamoshim, the kelim that I use to serve the avoid the Zorah, it has a tumas like a Sheretz. If you touch it directly, you're tamei. But if you just lift it up, even though the weight of the kelim is upon you, it's not mitamei you b'masli, and the word did not be ever mitamah. Such a mikivishitim, that the avoid the Zorah itself is mamish doima to nida. Just the Shamoshim of the avoid the Zorah, that's doima to a Sheretz. This is the way Rabbah learns the machloikas Rabbi Kiva and Tanakama. According to Rabbonin, why is it doima to nida? Poshid lemasli, because that Rabbis pshat even the Rabbonim amoy the avoid the Zorah has a tumas masli. It's only it doesn't have a tumas ever mesama. Fred Gemara v'luk shirachmon l'nevela. According to the Rabbonin, that avoid the Zorah has a tumas masli. Just doesn't have a tumas ever mesamam. Why does the Yishayahu say is doima to nida? It should have said better. Is doima to nevela? Because nevela has a tumas masli. If you lift up a nevela, even though you're not touching it, your tummy, but it has a tumas ever mesamam. It's only if the weight of the nevela is upon you. So the pasuk should have been more makash avoid the Zorah to nevela. It's mamish doima. So the Morei Nachanami, you take it right. Yishayahu should have said avoid the Zorah is doima to nevela. Elo. Why does the Yishayahu say that Avoy Yisrael is doima to a nida? It's not legamri the nida. It doesn't have tumas ever masama. It only has tumas masli for another locha. On elaman nida and liyavorim. Let's say you have Rashi. En liyavorim means im nechtach eva mimenu. Some rachmonis cuts off an eva, cuts off a leg of a nida. Is mat ena matam of a masa. It doesn't have tumas masa. In nechtach eva mimenu, no. Okay, matam of a masu boilaha, mishum teres eva menachai. It has tumas eva menachai on it, that's true. Avoloi mishum teres eva menanida. But it has no tumas nida. His tumas nida was only given to a whole isha. An isha has tumas nida. If you achmonish, you pull off a leg, her leg has no tumas nida to it. But nafkamino, tlay matam of yeva mesama, that's nafkamino. If you pull off the leg, it has a tumas eva menachai. So I'll say the Menachai has a tumas masli on it, but it wouldn't have a tumas ever mesama. Ever mesama is only tumay malchus is din of a nida, tumas nida, and Levorim has no tumas nida. So that's why the Torah, the Yishayahu said, "Avoid the Zorah, his daimut nida." Ma nida in Levorim, af avoid the Zorah in Levorim. You know, if you have an avoid the Zorah and you chop it into pieces, the pieces of the avoid the Zorah does not have tumas masli to it. Trash yaf avoid the Zorah in Levorim. Made out of pieces that you put them together. Aver, aver mimenu. Each piece by itself. Ain't a matama klal mishum avoy de zora. It has no tum at all mishum avoy de zora. That's pshat in the Rabbonin. But the Rabbonin said that's why Yishayahu said avoy de zora is doima to nida. Just like nida has no tumas leivorim. Who are then avoy de zora leivorim? The pieces of it by itself has no tumma. It only has tumma when the avoy de zora is made together. So more bazei shver. He clarified Shaila. Avoy de Zora, yeshna liyevorim or yena liyevorim. Hey, Rabbi Chama clarified Shaila. Does Avoy de Zora have tumma even though you make it into pieces? You separated each piece by itself. Does each piece by itself have tumma or not? Is the Kurativ should lay mehod le Rabbonin yena liyevorim? Be poshid. We say now, Pshat Rabbonin say, that's why it's doima to nida that Avoy de Zora does not have a tumma liyevorim. Have the Gemara, Rav Choma bar Guria aliyah to Rabbi Kiva boilo. Rav Choma bar Guria made this shaila according to Rabbi Kiva. That Rabbi Kiva says avoid the zori is doima to nida legamri. That's mamish matama biyevim mesama. So we don't have to say the reason why it's doima to nida. That's not matama leivorim. Maybe avoid the zori is more chom than nida in this pun. Avoid the zori is yim matama leivorim. Why the Torah say though avoid the zori is doima to nida? They tell me the chumris. They tell me that it even has a tumis ever mesama. But not Lakulis. We only said according to the Rabbonin that the Torah says the leader for Kula. But according to Rabbi Kiva, it's only the Chumris. So therefore, Rabbi Gurya has a Shiloh. According to Rabbi Kiva, what's going to be if you have an Avodah Zarah made into pieces now? Is each piece by itself Matama or not? Is it Matamale Avorim or not? A little Kiva boiler. So Adkan, this is Rabbi Shita. Now another Shiloh. Rabbi Lezer Lamano. Rabbi Lezer is saying, what's the Machloikis to Rabbon and Rabbi Kiva? He learns no. Even according to Rabbi Kiva, that says the Avodah Zorah, Mamash has Tumas Nida, but not so far for Yevim Mesama. Avodah Zorah is not Mitama Yevim Mesama. According to everybody, Halt Rabbi Lezer, even according to Rabbi Kiva. Obviously, what's the Machloikis? Ki Pligi Bemasa, it's a portion of Machloikis, does Avodah Zorah have a portion of Tumas Masim? Rabbi Kiva saw the Kanida. Yes, Yeshayel said, Tizrom Kimoy Dova, Avodah Zorah is like a Nida. Ma Nida Matama Masa. Just like if you have the weight of a Nida on top of you, the Nida is Matama you. Who are then if you have the weight of the Avodah Zorah Mamash on top of you, that's Matama you. Af Avodah Zorah Matama Bamasa. But only Masa Mamash, where the weight is on top of you. If the weight is not on top of you, you have no Tumas or Evin Mesama. Rabbon and Savri, I'll tell you Kesheretz. Rabbon and say, no, Avoy Dezorah is Mamas Kesheretz. Ma Sheretz. Loi Matama B'maso, just like Sheretz. Has no Tumas Masri. It's only Tum if you touch the Sheretz directly. But Thomas, the weight of the Sheretz is on top of you, the Sheretz is not Matam you with Tumas Masri. Is Af Avoy Dezorah, Loi Matama B'maso. How to Rabbon and Avoy Dezorah is the same thing. Even though the weight of the Avoy Dezorah is on top of you, but if you're not touching it, you have no Tumas Masri. That's how the Blazer, that's the Machloikis between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbon. He's not like Rabba. Rabba learned the Machloikis, because everybody holds that Tumas Masri. The Machloikis was Evan Mesama. The Blazer say no. Everybody holds Avodah Zorah does not have the Chumrah of Nida Mamish be Evan Mesama. It's only Machloikis if we have the portion of Tumas Masri. So the Mara Bazoi, Rabbi Kiva, Lamai Hilchaso Ishkish Lesheretz. According to Rabbi Kiva, why does the Pasuk say it's Vema Tesheretz? L'misham Sher, that's the same terrace. That the Mishamoshim of the Avodah Zorah, the Kalim that are used to serve the Avodah Zorah, that has no Tumas Masri, that only has a Tumas Sheretz if you touch it Mamish. For the Moravra, Abonin Rebazor, the Mahirkos Ishkis Tanida, according to this chat, Rabbonin say Avodah Zorah is Mamish a Tumas Sheretz, only if you touch it Mamish. If you're not touching it, it was just on top of you, it has no Tumas Masri. So why does the Pasuk say Avodah Zorah, Dumi the Nida, it has no Tumas Nida at all? The Gemara Zoi, man nida en liyavorin, just a nida, piece of a nida, a leg of a nida, has no tumas nida, there's no tumas evorin. It's only tum if you have the whole isha, the only blagamri, is afa by the zor en liyavorin. And even the but it has a kula now, nida is not the Yavorim, here also, it's not the Yavorim. Shad Gemara of Rabbi Kiva,